For more information, visit our website www.eagleeyeopener.com. Email us at info@eagleeyeopener.com. God bless you.
The dreamland is known as a world of reality. Sometimes what will happen to you physically will first of all occur to you in the dreamland. And then you will begin to see them happening physically. In this dreamland, they operate with the spirit of impersonation. If you don't have Jesus in your life, the devil can impersonate the face of somebody you know to attack you in the dreamland so that you will become an enemy to that person. In the dreamland, they get blood through demon incarnates, through agents of the devil that they have fixed tubes to drain blood from them. And so if you're a woman, the devil can impersonate the face of your husband. It is not your real husband. It is an agent of the devil with demons, agent of darkness with snakes, agent of the devil with tubes inside him or her to drain blood from you. As you sleep, you will see somebody coming to have an affair with you sexually, and you will think it's your real husband. And as you come in contact with that man sexually in the dreamland, with the aid of the tube inside the man, it will drain blood from you, contaminate your blood, and transfer a demonic hot blood into you. And if you are pregnant, that demonic hot blood could dissolve the child. And this causes miscarriage. Sometimes when you wake up physically, you will be having pains in your lower abdomen. Why? Because your blood has been polluted in the dreamland. You will see a woman that is pregnant physically as she sleeps and comes in contact with another being in the dreamland. That experience would cause miscarriage physically. The dreamland is another world altogether. You will know that you are possessed through the kind of activities that you are involved with in the dreamland. They initiate people in the dreamland into which world? When you sleep, they serve you with food to eat. You could eat and eat witch inside your stomach. And gradually, before you know it, you begin to fly as a fly. You begin to attend meetings on top of trees. You begin to attend meetings in the graveyard. It started from the dreamland. They initiate a lot of people through experiences in the dream. Sometimes they can impregnate a woman in the dreamland and she will reproduce demon incarnates. And these children will grow up becoming agents of the devil. And those who are going about looking for children from native doctors, the native doctor will invoke these children into your womb and they will be born physically and they will trouble your life. They will make you to spend your money until when you have exhausted all, they will die. They initiate people in the dreamland. The same thing is also applicable to men. The devil will impersonate the face of your wife or the face of somebody you know for sexual relationship. As they come in contact with you in the dreamland, they drain your blood, contaminate it, and when you wake up physically with this demonic hot blood, as you sleep with your wife physically, you will push in this demonic hot blood into the woman, and this blood will settle in the woman. And if any child happens to enter, it will cause miscarriage because it is not the original blood. Sometimes in the dreamland, the woman would see herself carrying children in the dreamland. And when she wakes up, she will say, oh, I saw myself carrying a child today in the dream. I must be pregnant. They cause barrenness in the life of the women. Sometimes they could place a spiritual bottle inside the woman, and everything that goes inside the woman is accumulated in the bottle. Nothing goes inside the woman. And when this bottle is filled up spiritually, they will pour it out and use it and manufacture a demonic child. And when the woman sleeps, she will see herself carrying children in the dream. In the dreamland, children will walk around your table, but physically you cannot carry a child. You need deliverance. They wed people in the dreamland. And when you are married spiritually, physically, no man will ever come to you because you have been married in the dreamland. And if ever you get married, they will always cause confusion between you and your husband because they believe that you cannot marry two people. The spirit husband will always cause confusion. Many a time when you sleep, you have experiences that you don't like. It is because there is a point of contact. And that point of contact needs to be disconnected. When it is disconnected, the glory of God, the blood of Jesus, the fire of God will cover you. Many people, when they sleep, they find themselves swimming in the ocean. This is a clear revelation that you have been initiated into the world, in the water. And that is why when you sleep, your spirit is always attracted to the water. You swim and swim and swim with snakes, with fish, and you are happy. Many a time when you sleep, you see snakes pursue you in the dream. This signifies that you have been initiated into the snake world. And that is why when you sleep, snakes pursue you. And when you see snakes physically, you sympathize them. You don't like people to kill them because you have been initiated into their kingdom. Many a time when you sleep, masquerades pursue you. This is a clear revelation that you have been initiated for destruction. And that is why they wear masks with knives to pursue you. All these are the activities and the works of the devil. And the Bible says that for this purpose, Jesus was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And I want to tell you today that the blood of Jesus is still available. The blood is still powerful and effective. And it can neutralize and spoil and scatter all the works of the devil in your life, in the life of your husband, in the life of your children, and in your family, in the name of Jesus. They get blood through this medium. But those who are covered with the fire of God, the Bible says that no evil shall come near their dwelling place. I thank God who have set me free from this captivity. He will also set you free in the name of Jesus. They get blood through sexual relationships and also in the dreamland. In the spirit world, there are a lot of things that are happening. In the spirit world, three types of churches are identified. The Pentecostal church, where the power of God is real. The people that when they pray, they give the devil mental agony. When they pray, there is always perpetual confusion. When they pray, things happen. Then we have the spiritual church, where the devil has his domain. Then we have the Orthodox church, the ignorant church. But we thank God because God is causing revival in their midst. I'm talking about three types of churches in existence. In the Pentecostal church, where the power of God is real, the devil sends his agents to go and reduce the power of God. He will send them to the church and they will sit down like Christian sisters, but they are agents of the devil on assignment. When I have not repented, I had three assignments. One, to get blood through sexual relationship. Two, to cause accidents. And three, to attack the church of God. And I will go to the church and sit there like a church girl, tie my head very well, wear long, long clothes. And when you see me, nothing will make you to suspect me. You will say, ha, this one is flying to heaven. I will go and sit down in the church, but an agent of the devil. I had a computer in my palm to reduce the power of God. When I had not repented, there was this church at Australia. This church is a Pentecostal church. When they pray, there is always confusion. And the devil sent me to go. Before I was to go, they gave me 18 cups of blood to drink. When I drank this blood, I turned to breeze. I was flying to Australia. But as I was flying to Australia, something happened. The devil said that the Holy Ghost is a gossiper. He said when they will plan secretly on what to do, the Holy Ghost will gossip and reveal to the Christians of what is happening. Sometimes as a child of God, you can stay in the night. The Holy Ghost will wake you up to pray. And as you begin to pray, you will begin to see that something will start to happen somewhere. As you begin to pray, all the works of the devil in the air, all the works of the devil on the land, all his works in the water, God will cause confusion. So if you are sleeping in the night and the Holy Ghost wakes you up to pray, I tell you, start to pray. As you begin to pray, something will be happening somewhere. I perceive and I believe that the Holy Ghost gossiped to somebody, a child of God, that an agent of the devil is traveling to Australia to reduce the power of God. And that Christian began to pray and began to bind demons in the air. I tell us, as that Christian was praying, a rope appeared from nowhere and began to tie me in the air. I was suspended 3 days in the air. I could not fly up, I could not fly down. No blood to drink, no urine to drink, no human flesh to eat. And they were telephoning me from the water to Australia to hear if I had succeeded, but there was no feedback. I tell us, the devil is not everywhere at one time like God. It is our God who is omnipresent. The Bible says he is everywhere at once. They never knew that rope tied me in the air. The name of Jesus is accompanied with a supernatural, powerful, unseen force. When you begin to call that name, something will begin to happen in your life and in your family. And those who are not good with you, who are agents of the devil, they are attacking in your yard. They will begin to pack out in the name of Jesus. I was suspended in the air for 3 days. But after 3 days, I was loosed again. Then I flew back to the water. Do you know why there is still trouble and confusion? It is that when we bind the demons, they are loosed after some time. But a time is coming when they will be bound for eternity in the name of Jesus. After 3 days, I flew back to the water. And they say, hey, did you succeed? I said, please, we should cool down. They said, what happened? I told them I was suspended in the air. They said, don't mind this righteous man. Don't mind this man of sorrow. They don't call him Jesus. They call him the righteous man. They call him the man of sorrow. But I tell us, we have been opportune to call him Jesus. Wherever you are, shout Jesus. When you shout that name, something will begin to happen in your life. When you shout that name, there is always a quickening in the kingdom of darkness. When you call that name, things will begin to happen in the name of Jesus. They said, don't mind that man. You will go back. They gave me another 18 cups of blood. Within 3 days, I drank 36 cups of blood. And then they accompanied me with 2,400 international demons. I flew to Australia with these demons to cause confusion in the church of God. When I flew to Australia, I couldn't enter into the church because the presence of God was visible. The fire of the Holy Ghost was burning in all the partitions of the building and the atmosphere was not conducive. I stood aside and chanted incantation and then I flew up the zinc. They discovered that in every Pentecostal church that there are hypocritical Christians. Those who are not serious, if you don't want to be serious, the devil will give you every assistance that you need. But if you want to be serious, God and the host of heaven will give you every backing you need. So I flew up the zinc, those places where there are the hypocritical Christians. I will tie spiritual black clothes on their eyes and drop demons on them and they will go back possessed. You see that a lot of people go to crusade grounds and they go back home possessed. After when I finished that, I placed a black umbrella in the church so that the prayers of the Christians will not penetrate. When I finished in the congregation, I flew to the altar where the men of God were seated. In the spirit world, there is a long blackboard that they wrote out the names of the whole powerful men of God. And under this blackboard will be written, declared untouchable. But if you succeed in getting any of them down, you will be highly promoted. So the name of this man of God that I was sent was written on the blackboard. So I flew to the altar where they were all seated. And as I flew there, the man of God was spiritually sensitive. I saw him, he stood up from his chair. He said, brethren, I am sensing that there are forces of darkness around. He said, everybody stand on your feet. I saw them, they all stood up on their feet like soldiers. The Bible says that we are warriors. When we stand up, things begin to happen in the kingdom of darkness. They all stood up and they began to pray and they were speaking in tongues. And I tell us that they were praying. The atmosphere was not conducive. I ran away. The place became very hot. When they finished praying, I came back again. The devil is not tired. He is not relenting in his efforts. He is exhausting all his programs because he knows that the time is short. As I was about making an attempt on this man of God, this man mentioned the name of Jesus. As he called the name of Jesus, I tell us a force pulled me down from and I fell down like an Iroko tree. I tell us the devil must fall in the name of Jesus. I fell down and I lashed my stomach on where they were breaking bottles. Some of the bottles pierced into my stomach and I tell us all the 36 cups of blood I drank, all of them flushed out. And I went back to the water defeated, a loser. The devil is a loser. Jesus will win in every aspect of your life in the name of Jesus. I flew back to the water defeated with wound on my stomach. The scar of the wound is still in my stomach till today. I flew back to the water. When I got to the water, they said, did you succeed? I said the place was very hot because the power of God was visible in the church. When I went back to the water, they took me to the hospital. I stayed in the hospital for 2 weeks because of the wound. The name of Jesus gave me. Praise the Lord. There was also a place they were hosting a crusade. The devil sent me to go. And as I will go, I will be the last person at the back with a computer in my palm so that I could gauge whether the man of God is spiritually alert, whether the fire of the Holy Ghost is burning in his life. I got to the crusade ground and I was the last person at the bank, and the man of God was preaching under the authority of the Holy Ghost. I tried everything I could, but all of our attempt proved abortive because the power of God was so much. When I never got the man of God, I disguised myself and appeared in the congregation. And I will always appear like a church girl. I don't paint my mouth. I don't wear necklaces. Don't wear earrings. Tie my head very well. Nothing will make you to suspect me. I disguised myself and appeared in the congregation. Those people without the fire of the just lay my hands on them and transfer demons to them. That is why some people go to crusade grounds and they go back home possessed. The Bible said that when the children of God gather, that demons also come around. And so you need to be in the spirit so that as they cast out demons from other people, the demons will not jump into your body. After that, I saw one woman. This woman was not covered with the fire of the Holy Ghost. I called her to come. I said, woman, I would like to sleep with you today. I wanted to make an attempt on somebody again since I didn't get the man of God. So this woman looked at me and she said, who are you? I said, well, I am a communicant in Assemblies of God. But that was a typical fallacy. I was a typical agent of the devil. This woman took me to her house because she thought I was a Christian sister. When we got to the house, she gave me her wrapper I tied. She gave me food I refused to eat. When it was time for us to sleep, she told me to come and sleep with her on her matrimonial bed. Because she thought I was a church girl. She thought I was born again because of the way I appeared. They are in the church, dressed like Christians, but they are agents of the devil on assignment. Today, as you're hearing the sound of my voice, it's time for you to change and surrender your totality to Jesus so that he will give you every liberation you need. This woman laid down together with me on the bed. And normally, I would lie at the edge of the bed so that I can disappear in case of any eventuality. This woman laid at the extreme. And she fed free and slept in her house because she thought she was sleeping with a Christian sister. But in the night, at about 2 a.m., I stood up from the bed and I sat down. 2 a.m. is an unkind hour. It's a time when horrible demons come into fearful oppression. If a Christian can get up at that time to pray, you'll be identified as a spiritual confusionist because you would disorganize all their gatherings. So when it got to 2 a.m., I stood up, I began to chant incantations. I began to invoke demons inside the room. I called the name of the snake that I want to change to. I spelled it on the ground. Then from my legs, I changed to a snake. Remember, I told her that I swallowed the snake that was living inside my stomach. So if I want to change to a snake, I'll just chant incantation and spell it on the ground. Then I will change to a snake. And then I changed to a snake and I rolled to the bed where this woman laid and laid across her. When we were sleeping, we off the light. Normally, I don't like to sleep with light on. So, this woman was still sleeping. She never knew that her Christian sister has changed to a snake. After some time, she turned herself and called one of her daughters that laid on the floor to on the light. Behold, when they on the light, Christian sister was no more there, but a snake. If they had used knife on me there, I would have died. Those agents of the devil who change to cockroach, they change to rats, change to mosquito, change to different type of thing. If you catch them in your house, sprinkle the blood of Jesus and kill them, they will die. But I thank God who preserved my life because he had a plan and a purpose for my life so that he could liberate me to be one of the eye-openers to those who are still ignorant of the devil. So they went and brought a shovel and pulled me out of the woman's body and I vanished. If they had used knife on me, I would have died. I tell you, you need the fire of God to burn in your life. You need to have a connection with Jesus. When he is there, the Bible says no evil shall come near your dwelling place. These agents of the devil, they send them to the church to sit down and be monitoring the man of God spiritually. And sometimes they will be coming with gifts from the water world, and they will be giving gifts to men of God. And as they give you this gift, they will write your name down that you are with their gift and you must pay for it. And they will begin to visit you often and begin to engage you in detailed discussion. And as you begin to get involved, gradually they will lure you. And when they see that the Spirit of God has left you, you will not see them again in that church. That is the devil on assignment. They were sending me from church to church, from crusade to crusade, to reduce the power of God. But I thank God today because I am an agent of Jesus Christ. And he will use me by his grace to liberate as many that was we need deliverance in the name of Jesus. We have the spiritual church where the devil has his domain. This white garment churches, no matter what they are called, they are on assignment. The devil is the president and the founder of the church. The devil inspires them to do whatsoever they do. Those who are their pastors, so-called, have direct communication link with the mermaid spirit. And that is why they make their sacrifice in the water. The Bible says that Jesus has made the last sacrifice once and for all, that every other sacrifice belongs to the devil. And so if you are still making sacrifice and you call yourself a child of God, you are a liar. Each unbeliever, if you don't have Jesus in your life, you are accompanied with an international demon that is responsible for your problems. These demons will bring problems to your life and will subdue your subconsciousness and will direct your conscience to these white garment churches, because you will want a visionaire. You want somebody to see what is happening in your life, who is your enemy, whether it is your mother or your father, so that you will develop enmity. That is the work of the devil. They will direct your conscience to this white garment church. And before you go there, that demon will go to the pastor, so-called, and will expose all that is your problem. And then when you go there, and they, before you open your mouth, they will tell you everything. You say, oh, God is here. There are agents of the devil on assignment. When you go there, you will explain everything. He say, will tell you, no problem. He will tell you to buy 7 blue candles, 7 yellow candle, 7 red candle, 7 black candle, 7 white candle, and all the 7 colors of candles. The Bible said that in our generation, burning of candles is an abomination to God. When you burn candles, you are bringing demons. You are introducing yourself into the demonic world. They will tell you to buy incense and light in your house so that those evil spirits that are troubling your life will be scared. Each incense in the spirit world represents 73 different demons with different assignments. So when you use 2 incense in your house, you are bringing 73 demons times 2, 146, only you, inside one room. And these demons will be tormenting your life and will be bringing subsequent problems. And you will be running from pillar to post. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. The Bible says he will give you rest. He will refresh you. A lot of people today are carried away with miracles, but they don't want the God who gives the miracle. And they have been carried away, and the devil has been giving them a counterfeit one. They run to these white garment churches. When you buy all these things, the international demon that is troubling your life will be exchanged with a local demon accompanied with a withdrawal spirit. This withdrawal spirit will withdraw the problem for a while. And after that, the problem will reinforce and will come back. And then you will run to the pastor and say, they have come again. And they will tell you to buy different kind of things. You will keep on buying and buying until the devil will subject you to abject poverty. But when they tell you, bring money and give to God, you will find it very difficult. But if it is for the devil, you will go and borrow money to buy something for the devil. Why? Because your eyes is closed.
They will tell you that somebody has dug a pit in your front and that you will fall inside and die, so you need to fast for 7 days. Nobody is your enemy. It is the devil that is your enemy. And except you repent, he will pursue you all the days of your life. They will tell you to buy evil stop oil. There is no oil that stops evil spirit. It is only the name of Jesus that keeps the devil on the run. There is no oil that stops the devil. They will tell you to buy black thread. With this black thread, they will use it and tie you very well. Tie your womb, tie your children, tie your business, tie your people, so that you will not rest. You will be running helter-skelter, buying to sacrifice for the devil. Every other sacrifice, the Bible says, belongs to the devil. Jesus made the last sacrifice once and for all. And so if you are still making sacrifice, you are a child of the devil. When you go there, they will sprinkle holy water on you. The water is not holy. It has been contaminated with demons. When you want to enter into the church, they will tell you to remove your shoe, that the ground is a holy place. Listen to me. It is not that the ground is a holy place. It is to gain entrance into the spirit world. Our forefathers in the village, when they want to pour libation to their forefathers, they remove their shoes so that they can gain entrance into the spirit world. So you off your shoes so that they can gain entrance into your life to know what is troubling you, so that they will deceive you the more. Jesus is the burden bearer. Bring all your troubles at his feet. Leave it there and he will set you free. And you will go more than conquerors. You will go a joyous and happy human being all the days of your life. Pray that God will deliver us. Help us in the name of Jesus. I want to talk about Olumba Olumba Obu. Olumba Olumba Obu is an agent of darkness. The former Olumba died 1975, and the one operating now is his incarnate from Liberia. He is an agent of the devil sent to deceive the world. Olumba said he was born to deceive the world and he will die deceiving the world. They also discovered that people are carried away with miracles. And they decided to give people a counterfeit miracle. And you see those who have been deceived already, they call him the King of Kings, call him the Lord of Lords, call him God, call him the Comforter. Olumba Olumba Obu is a stupid, powerless, foolish illiterate. He doesn't know how to speak English. He is an agent of the devil, sent on a special assignment to drain blood and to deceive people to hell. Every time when you see him, he is always on a red garment signifying blood. You know why there is still miracles, counterfeit one happening in his church? It is because there is always a free flow of blood. Remember I told us that when they feed on blood, they become powerful in operations. In their churches, they have established so many of them. And when you want to enter, you off your shoe. Spiritually, they place spiritual unseen evil spirit pins on the floor, so that when you march on the floor, this evil spirit pin will drain blood from you, and with the tube that is connected from the church to their blood bank, this blood will run through the tube to their blood bank. And every time, there is always a free flow of blood. And as they drink blood, they perform counterfeit miracles, and thousands have been deceived thereby. Olumba was born to deceive people, and he will die deceiving people. And so if you have been kidnapped by him, I want to tell you that Jesus is the answer. And he will set you free from the hand of Olumba. In the name of Jesus Christ. Olumba Olumba Obu is abbreviated with 3 zeros. O-O-O. Have you ever seen a human being having that kind of abbreviation? O-O-O. We have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Which means where God the Father is, Olumba is zero. He is nothing. Where God the Son is, Olumba is zero. He is nothing. Where God the Holy Spirit is, he is zero. He is nothing. And so if you are following him, you are a zero man. You are a foolish man. You don't know anything. You go and knock your head 3 times for a fellow man like you that eats garri the way you eat. I pray that God will deliver you and will help you in the name of Jesus Christ. All this is as a result of miracles. Jesus said, come unto me, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you. People don't want to seek the kingdom of God first. They want miracles. The devil must give them a counterfeit one. I pray that God will deliver you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I told us that I began to disappear from this planet while I was 9 years old. I began to disappear from this planet when I was 2 years old. And for 17 and a half years, I had my residence in the water because I was initiated to be a special marine agent. And for these years, I fed on human blood, human urine, and human flesh raw. And I was submitting souls to the devil. I'm talking about my qualifications in the spirit world. I was traveling around the world in breeze, causing havoc. I was submitting souls to the devil. When I submitted over 2,000 souls, I was promoted to level 999, higher level. In the spirit world, they have levels 333, 666, 777, and 999. And you will be promoted to these levels according to the number of human beings you submit. In the Bible, we have in Ephesians that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Principalities are classified as levels 333, powers as level 666, rulers of the darkness of this world as level 777, and spiritual wickedness in the high places as levels 999. And you will be promoted to these levels according to the number of human beings you submit. So when I submitted over 2,000 souls, I was promoted to level 999. When I attained this stage, I was given 3 international demon bodyguards to guide me, known as Maha, Mahak, and Mashak. When I also attained this stage, I was qualified to enter into the inner chamber of the devil to hear the secret of secrets. But I want to tell you that the devil himself has got no secret of any kind. The Bible said that the most secret thing belongs to God, and those that are revealed are for us and our children. The secret is how the righteous man died and was buried, and how he came and took the key from the devil. Before you will be qualified to hear this secret, you will withstand the 7 horrors of the devil. The devil will appear in cloud 9, trying to demonstrate how he was thrown down from heaven. And when he will be coming, there will be lightnings and there will be earthquakes. And we were 800 level 999 graduates that was to withstand that 7 horror. Because of the horrible experience, 790 died. We were only 10 that survived. And I tell us, I didn't survive because I was operating in level 999. I survived because God had a plan for my life. When I withstood the 7 horrors, I was qualified to enter into his inner chamber to hear the secret of secrets. I tell us, Jesus has collected the key from the devil. The devil is no more with the key of your life. Jesus has the key. And he has the final say to all the happenings in your life. In the name of Jesus. When I also attained level 999, higher level, the devil promoted me in the spirit world. But I want to tell you that when the devil promotes you, he will promote you to sorrow. He will promote you to hell. He will promote you to destruction. The honor was level 999, degree 12, 12, 12, ultimate 444. And this was the power behind invocation of question papers. When I had not repented, I go to secondary school and invoke question papers for students with a condition. And there is this pen they give to them called mystical micro diamond pen. When you use this pen, whether you attend classes or not, you will pass your exams and come out with flying colors. But the truth is that you will not live long to reap the fruits of your labor. The devil has nothing free to give to any one of us. He has nothing to give. The Bible says he has only come to steal, kill, and destroy. When I also attained level 999, higher level, I was sent to one of the higher institutions in the world called University of Demons. There I was told to study wickedness as a course. I studied at university for 6 months, and after that I graduated and they issued me a certificate to identify myself as a student of the Demon Institute. There in the water, if you're brilliant and bright, you'll be grammatically inclined. In the water, they have qualified lecturers and they speak standard English. When I also attained level 999, higher level, I was qualified to know some of the secrets in the water world. The world in the water is known as a home of fashion and cosmetics. Most of the things that we see physically have their source from the water. There are people who come to the water to buy items that are dedicated to the Queen of the Coast, and they bring them out for classical advertisement. And people buy these things, and there is a resultant effect. We are living in a demon-infested world. The Bible says that the devil is the god of this world. The world and the water is another world altogether. It is a world that militates against us. But we thank God for the name of Jesus. The name is higher and stronger and powerful and forceful than every other name. His name is Jesus. When I also attained level 999, higher level, I was qualified to go to the outer planet in September 12, 1988. To have a training that would qualify me a human antichrist. In the outer planet, they will put an iron inside a fire. When the iron becomes hot and red, they will pierce it through your brain. If you survive, that gives you the qualification. These antichrists are the people that will handle the world with iron hand when rapture takes effect. So you, a human agent, they will first of all hand you with an iron hand so that you will not be sympathetic with their government. And so they trap you with an iron hand. Now you can begin to see the degree of wickedness in the devil. How can they put a hot iron inside the human brain? How would the person survive? It is a shortcut to hell. If I survive, I will be imprisoned and will no longer be released until rapture takes effect. If I survive, if I die, that will be a shortcut to hell. I was to go for this training in September 12, 1988. It would have been a time when my memory would have been totally terminated. It would have been a time when I would have been doomed for eternity. Nobody would have seen me again. But I thank God for Jesus, who had a good plan for my life. The Bible says his thought towards us is good, and to give us an expected end. I thank God who remembered me. Who remembered me? Who remembered me? Even when my mother initiated me when I was in the womb, God knew that I was going to undergo those experiences. And he knew how to liberate me. He knew how to beat the devil technical knockout. I tell us, the devil is a retired soldier without benefit. He has been training other people for himself. But at the peak of time, God will frustrate all his efforts and give him technical knockout. I tell us, God did something spectacular. He did something tangible, something powerful and remarkable in my life. I was to go for this training in September 12. Nobody would have seen me again. But at this juncture, something happened. I want to talk about my encounter with Jesus.
For more information, visit our website www.eagleeyeopener.com. Email us at info@eagleeyeopener.com. God bless you.